So let me get this straight, I said. You claim you're from the future. My future, right? The guy sighed and nodded. And you're claiming you're stranded, stuck here a couple of centuries in your dismal past. That's what you're telling me? The man's head nodded, and his lips formed a half-hearted smile. Then he lifted his glass from the bar, raised it in my direction, and tossed it back like a pro. I'd been coming to this dumpy little bar more and more often lately. And while I've met a few odd characters there, I'd never encountered anyone with a story like this. That's right. He signaled Rick for another drink and gave me a weary look. Now I suppose you want me to tell you where to invest your money or who's going to win the World Series. Something like that, right? I was, in fact, just about to ask him those very questions, so I blushed and looked away. The guy was neatly dressed in a sport coat and a colored shirt opened at the collar. He was tall, but not so tall that it would call attention to the fact. In short, he looked like a perfectly ordinary guy sitting in a bar having an after-work drink. Someone exactly like me, only in my case it wasn't after work, as I'd been out looking for a job ever since losing my programmer's job. I guess you get asked that a lot, I stammered. You have no idea, he said, rolling his eyes. In general, people don't believe me. I don't suppose you believe me. Hell, why should you? I wouldn't believe me either. What it amounts to is people want proof. He paused to light a cigarette. Isn't that what you want? He looked at me with those piercing gray eyes. He didn't look like he was putting me on. I believe in giving people an honest break. The guy thinks he's from the future. That's fine with me. No skin off my nose. I don't think I'm any more gullible than the next guy, but this was a tough claim to swallow.